aptly called A Place of My Own, again from new music from Purity Ring, and then starting things off, British DJ and producer Tisha with The Light. That is from her album Capricorn Sun. That was 3 years ago, I believe now, when we crowned Capricorn Sun our girly so grooviest album for one of the best of the year it was released. Not one of the best, it was the best of the year it was released. I want to say that was, well, what is this? 2026. We just did 2025. I think it was 2022 or 2023. Time is elastic. Time is irrelevant. All that matters is that we are here and now, and we've got so much more music coming up. In the next half hour, I've got music on the way from Gayonce, Rochelle Jordan, LaBelle, Judith Hill, Southern Avenue coming up. But coming up next, a duo that has not received some girly so groovy radio love in quite some time. It is black queer hip hop duo The Satisfaction up next here on Girly So Groovy.
Oh, you know you like that sound. Five bitches sitting next to the rug. They were flying on that carpet and they needed some love. I reached over and grabbed one shoulder and said, yes, would you go?
No.
She said, maybe, baby, later, maybe after my show. She said she wanted to get inside of the motor vehicle, but it was moving so fast I had to stop her just at the corner of the place.
Place.
I walked in and I turned up my face. I said, ow, I am the bitch on the side. I am the bitch on the side. I am the bitch on the side. I am the bitch.
Oh, here I go, here I go, here I go again. I am always finding a time when I feel I need to please you. But why do I even give a fuck about how the world trails off, off?
Something special.
Music right there from Gayonce, Haitian Canadian artist Gayonce, now based in Lisbon. This is an artist that makes truly fun jazzy house music. Moon Rising 10 Years is the name of the song we just heard. That's from her most recent album, Masquerade. In the middle, it is Rochelle Jordan, a progressive R&B singer and songwriter whose output is as cosmopolitan as her London, Toronto, Los Angeles background. Through the Wall, Rochelle Jordan's latest album, proves to be an authoritative fifth album that rarely leaves the dance floor and plays with 1990s club sounds oh so well. TTW is the name of the song we heard. Again, Rochelle Jordan with the album Through the Wall. And then kicking off the start of that set, cosmic yet down-to-earth alternative R&B duo, The Satisfaction, a duo based out of Seattle, part of the Sub Pop label family. The Satisfaction, a duo that we have not featured for quite some time here on the program. We heard the song Bitch. That is from The Satisfaction's album Ah Natural. From The Satisfaction. Speaking of artists or bands that aren't getting enough girly so groovy radio love, remember that you can always reach out through social media. Message me. Who do you think should be heard? We're on Instagram at GSG Radio, or we are on Facebook simply at Girly So Groovy. Girly and groovy ending with an IE. Okay, let's think about this first hour of the program. It has been dance in all its different ways. We have danced with electroclash, with hip-hop, with indie electronic sounds, with R&B. How about right now we dance with some good old southern blues? Southern Avenue, a band that uses vintage blues and soul as their musical foundation. Southern Avenue is a band that brews up a sound inspired by their home base of Memphis, Tennessee. Their fourth album, Family, made its way at the number two spot last year when we counted down the 10 best albums of the year. It is a soaring, gritty, uplifting album celebrating love, struggle, determination, and of course, since it's called Family, it celebrates family. So with that, let's move to some absolute incredible southern blues, Southern Avenue, right now here on Girly So Groovy.
trying to take me out the groove. I want to get back to life, back to what feels right. Yeah. Bodies in the room, good sweating all on the dance floor. My body on you. Giving what I need and more. You're bringing me back to life, back to what feels right. Yeah.
won't hurt you. I only want you to have some fun.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to get through this thing called
Listen, I've got to say this. In a whole other music realm, in a whole other reality, when I'm not hosting Girly So Groovy, one of my absolute go-tos, one of my absolute legends that I love is Prince. Every time I hear the song we just heard, I feel like the start of that song is just resurrecting Prince from the grave, and just I wish we still had Prince today. What we did hear is a duet. It is Prince teaming up with award-winning soul-inspired vocalist Judith Hill. Together, the two of them do the song Million Dollar Show. That's the opening song to one of Prince's more recent albums, Hit and Run Phase 1 from Prince. You know, I've got to say, that is one of the absolute best. If there was ever a moment, I am too young to ever have had a Beatles moment or Elvis Presley live moment. You know, those moments where you see these teen girls just pulling their hair and screaming. The closest I think I have ever come to that was with a Prince concert. I am so glad that I got to see Prince perform live. And I'm realizing I'm going on a tangent that is so not Girly So Groovy, but I just had to work it out. Just listening to that song again between Judith Hill and Prince, it just got me thinking of all my Prince love. Okay, let's talk about what we heard in the middle. You know the song, Lady Marmalade. You know it, you love it. It is such an incredible song. Well, the band that does Lady Marmalade does so much more, and that's who we heard in the middle, LaBelle, the critically acclaimed funk rock trio. Forever best known for Lady Marmalade, LaBelle, of course, Patti LaBelle, part of that trio. But again, they are just this incredible, incredible album that influenced so much R&B and rock to come since their early days in the 1970s. we heard the song Somebody Somewhere. It is from the album Nightbirds, the album that, yes, does open with the incredible track Lady Marmalade. And then we started the set off with music from Southern Avenue. From their new album Family, we heard the song Back to What Feels Right. Hey, quick programming note to tell. I forgot to mention it at the start of the show. The next 2 weeks of Girly So Groovy will be repeats. It is spring break, baby. I'm going to be on the road and not able to be in studio with you, but that doesn't mean you have to stop listening to Girly So Groovy. This might be a great opportunity for you to catch up on any programs you have missed. Remember, you can do that by going to the website Mixcloud. That's simply mixcloud.com/girlysogroovy, girly and groovy, ending with an IE. And like I say, when you're there, you will find 10 episodes of Girly So Groovy just waiting for you to press play, press pause, listen at your leisure. I think the top 10 Girly So Grooviest show for 2025 is hanging on by a thread. There's probably going to be just a couple more weeks that you can check that out, as well as our regular programming as well. Mixcloud.com/girlysogroovy. We're going to continue this party into the second hour, but before we do that, let's wrap up this first hour. Milk and Bone, they are a Montreal electronic pop duo. They teamed up with electronic artist Chromeo for their most recent EP, A Little Lucky. It was released just at the end of 2025 in December. I haven't had a chance to feature it yet, but it is just pure fun electronic pop. Again, Milk and Bone with Chromeo. Hoops is the song from their EP, A Little Lucky, here on Girly So Groovy.